The 11th day of Bashan's, the martyrdom of Saint Theoclea, the wife of Saint Justus. It was on this day during the reign of the Roman Emperor Diocletian that Saint Theoclea was martyred. She was the wife of Saint Justus, a Roman nobleman who was also martyred for his Christian faith. Justus was the son of co-emperor Numerian. He and Theoclea had a son named Abele. The three were Christian. And when Diocletian became emperor, he turned viciously against Christians and had Justus, Theoclea, and their son imprisoned, not only because he feared them politically, but because they were Christian. Knowing the people of Rome would not stand for their murder, Diocletian sent them to Alexandria to be further tortured. There, they were separated from each other, with Justus being sent to Ancina and Theoclea to Sa'el Hagar. The governor was amazed at the courage of Theoclea, that she preferred to die for her faith rather than live comfortably by renouncing it. He tried to convince her gently at how easy it would be for her to be spared, but she replied that she had so far been forced to leave her home, endured the death of her son, and be separated from her husband, all for the sake of the Lord, and there really wasn't anything the governor could offer her that would change her devotion to God. The governor ordered that she be severely beaten, then thrown into prison. An angel of the Lord appeared to her within the confines of the dark and dank prison, healing her wounds and giving her the comfort of the Lord. The guards who saw her wounds had miraculously healed, then believed in the God of Theoclea, and when they confessed their newfound faith to the governor, he had them martyred also. As for the brave and determined Theoclea, the governor ordered her to be beheaded, and as her soul joyfully received the crown of martyrdom from the Lord, her body was taken away by some Christians, who placed it with honor in a coffin and hid it away until the persecutions were ended. May her prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. The passing of Saint Paphnutius, the bishop, also called Saint Paphnuti. Today the church commemorates the passing of Saint Paphnuti, the bishop. Bishop Paphnuti should not be confused with the other Saint Paphnuti, who was an ascetic, a hermit, and lived in solitude, except to visit other hermits and write their biographies. Bishop Paphnuti was indeed an ascetic. He was a monk in the desert of the monastery of St. Macarius, who fasted for days at a time, and then ate only dried beans. He managed to learn how to read and write, and studied the doctrine and laws of the church. He was ordained a priest, and lived this way in the wilderness for 35 years. His asceticism, knowledge, and devotion to God became well known, and eventually Pope Philotheos, the 65th Patriarch of Alexandria, ordained him a bishop. Paphnuti, despite being a bishop, would not change his coarse, rough woven clothing except on Sundays for the liturgy, and then afterwards he would return to his normal rough clothing. After becoming a bishop, Paphnuti became ill, and he prayed to God to not abandon caring for him just because he was now a bishop. But an angel of the Lord appeared to the bishop and gently told him that when he lived alone in the desert, that God did indeed keep him healthy because there was no one out there to care for him were he to be ill. But now, as a bishop living around the faithful, there were many people willing to help him during any illness and medications that could help him, and that this was another way of God taking care of Paphnutai. Saint Paphnutai was a bishop for 32 years. One day, when he knew he was about to pass away, Paphnutai called all the priests and deacons to him and told them to take good care of the church and all its people and all its property. He blessed them and then peacefully passed away. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.